Hey Troy, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how about you?
I'm doing good, man. One day closer to Friday. I can't complain. So just looking to follow up here with you on an offer that we had sent you. It's looking like it was about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some past financing you did with Fifth Third Bank earlier
Okay.
2014. Is that ringing a bell?
We have a credit line with them.
You got a line of credit with them? Okay, so it's basically based off the good lending history you've had there, as well as your DNB credit profile. The offer that we had sent you was actually a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital, and it looks like the company got pre-approved for right around 250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you and kind of see where you were at with the business and see what you had coming up this quarter, if you were maybe looking to bring on some new equipment or maybe needed some additional capital for some projects or payroll you had coming up.
I'm always interested in any type of option for a credit line or additional, but as of right this moment, there's not like any immediate things that we need. A lot of times, I always try to put the paperwork together, just have the credit line at fingertips length when things happen, because
I see. What
nothing
is
like pulling the fire drill when there's a fire.
it? I definitely get where you're coming from. What's the line of credit you usually use it for?
Truly, like what we use it for, because we're just in the hardscape end of business. So we'll package projects together. Let's just say we know our 6 month forecast on what we're getting. Well, instead of saying, "Well, I'm going to run up there and buy one pallet at a time," versus being able to buy a handful of pallets at a time, generally the interest only on the credit line makes it worth us to have enough pre-planning out of the way to be able to take care of some material and have it prepped.
I
So when
see.
it's game time, we can go ahead and execute the game plan. And we're also working on a little invention to kind of help move that process forward too, because as you know, we don't live in a world where we control the weather on our end of business. So
Not yet, at least.
we've got some variables that really, really hurt our business, and it's no one's fault. There's just no way to pre-plan around some of the obstacles. So we're trying to come up with some ways in order to move material. And of course, it's like with anything, our suppliers open at 7:30 and they close at 4:30. Well, that's great if you're the supplier or you work for the supplier, but for everybody else, it's got variables that come up, and that 3 o'clock rainstorm or that traffic that puts us back, or one guy being out. What happens when you're an hour away from finishing a project and everything closes on you?
No, I definitely get
So
what you're saying there. You kind of
we're
try to
looking at
stock up
it.
in advance there, then basically on inventory and materials and stuff like that. So I know you said you kind of use a line of credit when that shows up. Have you ever looked into working capital?
Well, here's the difference, and I'm not 100% on working capital or what's by definition what you're meaning, but we've always tried to, or my business goal and motto is to keep it in front of me. If that makes sense. I'm not a contractor that needs to or wants or needs to carry any money that's behind. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to have a credit with any of my suppliers if I don't have to, because that's where businesses get into financial trouble, because they're paying the 30 days past that 30 days. But there's too many variables in business anymore. If your cards aren't in front of you on the table, one equipment breakdown or something happening, you can't just always reach into the bag and pull out a 20,000.
Yeah, and the situations you're kind of painting here is exactly actually the situations that are most common here with the clients that we deal with the working capital. The approval process here is only about 24 hours. It's very simple to get into the program, and you'll find out what you qualify for. With the working capital, though, it's based mostly off your sales, and we're able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line as unsecured cash. There's no collateral you have to put up. And once you're approved, it's good for 90 days. And you can literally come to us one day and be, hey, I got X amount of inventory I'm looking to pick up. I just realized I got a big discount on it. I need 60 grand. Boom, we can fund you within 24 hours, unsecured. You can go, you can flip it. It's right then and then on the spot. And that's kind of our most common scenario is people that get these deals on inventory, or they want to stock up on inventory and take advantage of a cheap price. That's kind of our biggest move here. And it works the same on the equipment side. You know, something breaks down. If you're already in the system, the approval is good for 90 days. At any point, you can come to us during that 90 days and say, you know what, I need this and I need to borrow this amount. With the working capital, you're going to get qualified for the highest amount, and you can use as much as that as you want. So you don't have to use all of it. So
the number one question with anybody that knows anything about money, what's the rate?
Yep, and that's the question we always get. So depending on what you look like on paper, depending on how much you're looking for and the terms that you qualify for and choose, obviously the shorter the term, the cheaper the rate. We're not like most nationwide banks that are going to penalize you if you pay early. We will actually reward you with discounts if you pay early, because it's uncollateral. There's no collateral, so we want our money back. So if you can pay it back early, great. We'll make sure you get a discount. And one of the niches that we have is we kind of like to call ourselves a relationships-based bank, in the sense that halfway through any length of the term that you choose, we allow you to refinance. And as long as you make your payments and show that your risk factor is obviously down, you're going to get qualified for better programs, lower rates, longer terms, and just more cash, basically. And if you're kind of running into these scenarios where you want to bunch a few projects together, get the inventory price down, it's definitely something we can help you out with. I know with a line of credit, you're usually pretty limited. And once you use it up, you can't get another line of credit. You've pretty much exhausted it. And if you use over half of it, it could start looking bad on your credit, if you've exhausted most of the line of credit that's rewarded to you. So I feel like there's a lot of benefits here for your business operations and structure that we could help you with. But I know you said this isn't something you're looking at right now, or at least isn't the case right now, correct?
Yeah, so let's look at the brass tacks of it. I've got three credit lines, and they're not maxed out, and quite frankly, they're not even up over half.
Okay.
And this is in 3 years' time that I've basically held these lines. Mm-hmm. If you can't meet a revolving credit line under 5%, it's really not a good deal for me, any way that I look at it. All of my equipment sales that I get are 0% financing for 48 or 1.9 for 60, and that's straight through Bobcat.
You go straight through the vendor?
Yep. So, I mean, that's tough to beat, and we generally are buying new equipment versus used just based on the demand of our work and kind of the process in which we rotate equipment.
Uh-huh.
So we're not out there trying to fix, broken down stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. But that's the mentality that we have. You know, we don't want to pay a mechanic to come out constantly. I'd rather just chip in and have a guaranteed payment each month.
Yeah.
Versus, a $3,000 equipment payment and... oh, what's going to break this month? I don't want to mess with all that. So,
yeah. Are you leasing the equipment or are you owning it?
No, we own it.
You own it? Okay.
Yeah, we own it outright. And that's the good thing about this equipment right now is 0%, even if they're putting fluff in the overall value or what they're telling you the machine's worth.
Yeah.
The structure on thing is, because there's such a demand for used equipment, generally after the second year of payments, which would be equivalent to a lease term, the equipment's worth as much or more to sell it than it is to lease it.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's hard to beat.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's definitely a great deal there.
But the only way that works, and it's not going to work in everybody's advantage, is the fact that, A, my credit and our credit history with our business is strong enough that we can afford to go get those low rates. If your business is thriving and your credit's not so good, you only have a choice to get used equipment at a higher interest rate. So, you know, you're kind of stuck. We're fortunately up to this point, this is my 12th year of business, we haven't ran into that problem. So that's why I'm saying it might sound like a unicorn, you know, type situation, and it might almost sound false, but it's not, just based on the math that we've done over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah, of course.
I'm just not stuck in that pickle where I know guys that are, and that's probably where they're not good with their numbers anyway, and it's causing some issues at the time. But
I definitely get what you're saying, and it may not be something that you run into now, but definitely down the road here or in the near future, if you do run into these kind of situations, it definitely wouldn't hurt just to see what you qualify for here. We can get you an answer literally within about 24 hours once we get the paperwork, and you can just kind of see what rates you do qualify for. It might be some good information just to have in the back pocket for when you go to the situations that you already have in place with these vendors and line of credits. You could say, I got Cardiff here offering me this right here. Now I want you guys to beat it, or I want you to come close to that. We do have a match or beat policy with most scenarios. So definitely keep that in mind. Do you maybe have a good email here? I could shoot you some information, Troy, just so you kind of have it in the back pocket.
It's maxwell.hardscapes@gmail.com.
Maxwell. What was after Maxwell? Sorry.
Hard. Hard as a rock. Hardscapes.
Hardscapes.
S-C-A-P-E-S. Hardscapes.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you the information. Just kind of summarizes the offer that we had sent you, as well as my contact information. My direct line will be in there. Definitely kind of look it over. Visit the website and kind of see what you did get pre-approved for. And if anything does come down the road, big stock of inventory you can take huge advantage of and make a quick profit on the turn, and you don't want to exhaust all your line of credit or any other situations like that do occur, definitely keep us in mind. It's something we can get you quick and fast, and it's very easy to do. So,
okay.
All right, Troy. It was great talking to you, and if I don't hear back from you here in the next few weeks, I'll maybe just check back in next quarter just to see where you're at.
Okay.
All right, Troy. Sounds good. Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.